Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is WGN. John Williams here. And Darren Bailey is, too, the front runner in the Republican primary for governor of Illinois. Darren, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And thank you, as usual, for allowing me on. I greatly appreciate it.
The Sun-Times has a story that shows you with 32% of the probable voters voting for you and 17% for Richard Ervin. Are you surprised by those numbers, and do you agree with them?
Well, I certainly agree with them, and I do not mean to be arrogant, but no, I'm not surprised, because our campaign has the pulse of the people. We've had it ever since I sued J.B. Pritzker and won in 2020. We were invited to speak all over the state, especially up in Chicago and many of the suburbs, and we knew that there was a movement taking place, and ever since then, people have been joining that movement. So we felt it, we knew it, but, you know, this political process, you go through it, and then the truth always comes up. So we're not as surprised. We're elated that it's public knowledge and the polls are showing that, and we certainly feel it.
This is a statewide survey from the Sun-Times and WBEZ with Darren Bailey with 32% of probable Republican voters, Richard Ervin with 17%, 27% not sure, Jesse Sullivan with 11%, and so on. I suppose your opponents might look at this and say, well, 68% didn't say they wanted to vote for you. Is the glass half empty or half full, Darren?
Well, it's always half full, so... you know, I hope my opponents choose to do the right thing. I've said it for a long time that, you know, there is indeed one thing worse than having Pritzker in for four more years, and that's for having the wrong Republican. That person certainly showed up with Mayor Ervin. And now we have got to focus and build on getting Pritzker out of office. And I am equally as confident that that's going to be completed as well.
Just one other observation about this, and that's not of voters in the general election, but of likely Republican primary voters. So these are the dyed-in-the-wool true Republicans that they're asking about. Does that diminish your enthusiasm for this at all?
No, it doesn't. Actually, it increases it, because this grassroots movement, it's the middle people. It's the independent voters. It's what would be labeled as soft Democrats. They are showing up daily. Giving us their support. They've been donating online. They've been buying stuff from us. They're the ones that are showing up at all of our rallies and our meet and greets, and we meet them every day, and they usually come up and they share with us that, gosh, I haven't voted in a while, or I've been voting for the wrong person, or I don't like pulling a Republican, I don't like voting in the primary. And I believe that's changing, because I think people have finally found someone that they can trust and that will stand up and lead them respectably.
You got another minute for me, Darren? I know you and I are both looking at a clock. Will your message change? Say you win the primary. Would your message change in the general election, where you need moderates, maybe crossover Democrats as well? You called Chicago a hellhole, and some of the people who might vote for you live, work in, or like Chicago.
Well, it's those people that I've been listening to as to why I felt emboldened to tell the truth and state that. There's, you know, yes, everyone in Illinois wants Chicago to be the great city that it should be, but the truth is it's not. And we need strong leadership to make it that way. So you know, as a farmer, as a business person, you identify the problem, you call it out, and then you fix it. And that's exactly what I did with the comment with Chicago, and that's exactly what I will do as governor. I will be working diligently with the people, and then we're going to get Chicago turned around, and that's going to be the catalyst of getting Illinois positioned to be the greatest state in this nation.
I don't want to dwell on that word, but as a person who lives in and works in Chicago and plays in Chicago and thinks it's a great city with a crime problem, I don't think it's a hellhole. I'm wondering if you'd moderate or walk that back a little bit.
No, you know, it's interesting. Within 6 hours after I made that comment, a homeless man, the walking man on the south in the city, was lit on fire and burned, and another high rate of shootings and killings over Memorial Day weekend. People don't feel safe in Chicago. I've talked to too many residents, and to your point, I've had people come up to me and said, "But it's our hellhole. It's I'm proud of Chicago." Well, that's awesome. I want to be proud of Chicago too. But what takes place in 10% of the geographical area is certainly affecting the other 90%.
That is true. So, what would you do as governor then? What would you do to make Chicago safer?
Well, the first step, day one, and hopefully I'll be able to start that process early, is a sitting down with the mayor and with the city council and begin conversations on how we can truly work together.
What can the governor do? What can the governor do to make Chicago safer? What would you do besides talking to a mayor who's already trying to figure it out?
Well, this mayor isn't trying to figure it out.
Embolden sure, she is. No, but what power does the governor have? What would you do as governor to make Chicago safer?
I've been a legislator. Illinois has been pushing more money into the city with the failed schools, to the failed government of Chicago, and there is no accountability. So standing up, educating the people, getting good, honorable people to run for these positions, getting an honorable mayor elected, that's how we change things, because that's how we're going to change it in the governor's office. But calling account to all the money, right now the Democrat Party, Pritzker, Lightfoot, they think more money is always the answer, so they just toss more money on the table, and it just makes things more complicated, more messy. So we need transparency and accountability. That's what I'll do for the people of Chicago.
State Senator Darren Bailey with 32% of likely Republican voters in the primary. Richard Irvin, according to a Sun-Times BEZ poll, with 17, not sure 27, and the list goes on. Darren, thanks for your time today.
Hey, thank you for yours. Look forward to meeting with you soon. Thank you.